Hello, we're all Neil Patolia. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. So today I chat to Yuvraj Sharma. He's the co-founder of Companions. Companions is an edtech company that creates innovative educational products using augmented reality and virtual reality. Exciting stuff. So in this week's episode, we talk about how he got started, how it's actually going so far, how their products actually work, why they're actually doing this, and targets for next year. Also, he shares a great story about taking 800 students on a VR trip into space, and finally some rail driving chat as well. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hey, Yuvraj, thanks for coming to the show today.
Hey, hi, Neil. Thanks for calling us.
Brilliant. Tell me a bit about what you're building, please. Sounds interesting.
Okay, so the name is Companions.
Yep.
We work in the education sector, and you know, so we're trying to build a first of its kind educational game box for kids. Okay, and the reason we're doing is, I think, you know, we realize that today, you know, looking at the vast context and the huge number of population that we have in our country, I think children today are missing some of the most key and basic skills, right? And we see a lot of focus on towards getting more marks, securing better positions. And the whole, the larger focus is on subjects as it is in India, right? But there is, I would say, not that great a concentrated effort on building skills per se, right? And, you know, we keep coming back to a fundamental question, which actually led to the birth of Companions, which is a very interesting question. So if I were to ask you, will a mobile phone exist 15 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
We don't know. No.
Yeah. So today, you know, when a child is entering school, right, would pass out of school 15 years later. Okay. So since we don't even know the answer to a basic question that whether a mobile phone will exist 15 years from now, how are we so sure that all the subjects that you're doing in school, right, will help you to be able to be competitive and yet be relevant in the world that will exist 15 years from now, right? So with Companions and with all the offerings that we're trying to build up, we actually are trying to build a cognitively healthier and an intellectually smarter planet by focusing on skills which do not have an expiry date. Okay, so it's not like an exam or a subject that you studied and, you know, you just got some great grades and then, you know, you got, so skills are something that are always there with you for the rest of your life.
How long have you been doing this and how's it going so far?
So we've been doing this for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And I think we've been doing great. We've been able to put together a great and an eclectic team that builds all these innovative products. And we've sort of also reached out to quite a sizable population. So we've already reached out to some 20,000 learners across India and some 50 schools and 5,000 parents. So that's been pretty encouraging. And we've also recently collaborated with one of the leading educational organizations in the world. And we aim to go to about 1 lakh learners via this collaboration. So I think it's been good so far.
Is that what you expected when you first started the company?
Absolutely not. Because I think this is a completely... I'd say outlandish an idea because a product like this did not exist. The technology that we use and incorporate is very, very niche and you don't necessarily or even use that in education. And, you know, to try and convince parents, you know, that skills are also important and they need to specifically focus on that as well. It's more about, you know, buying into a concept, which is never easy. But I think whoever has, looked at our products or have heard us out, I think have been, people have been nice, kind, and been very supportive of the entire initiative. And I think we've got a really good word of mouth. So I think the overall response has been very, very encouraging and it's been exciting so far.
Excellent. Yeah. How long did it take you to get your first sale then? And what was that like?
Okay, so this is a little interesting because our first sale actually happened while we were still developing the product.
Okay, that's good.
So we just, you know, we just wanted to do a pilot and we, went to a school and we were just talking to parents about it. And the response was so overwhelming, you know, that we actually had to request parents saying that, look, we're still making the product, right? We can't give it out to you, right? But we got a lot of pre-orders and, you know, people were already lining up to buy the product. So I think our actual sale happened wherein we would just try to do a beta phase testing of a product,
mm-hmm.
right? So, which I think was in the first initial 6 to 8 months, right? We were trying to build the product
mm-hmm.
and trying to you know, tighten the screws and here and there and, you know,
mm-hmm.
put together a comprehensive offering.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's when it happened.
Mm-hmm. It seems you're in a number of schools now. Say in this time next year, what would be like the target that you've set yourself in terms of like sales and schools and people using the product?
So Anil, I think I think the last two quarters have been really profitable for us, and we look forward to an exponential growth, and potentially not just India but even going to international geographies mm-hmm. as well. So we are looking potentially to touch a user base of close to about 5 to 7 lakh learners,
mm-hmm.
not just in India but even across the globe. So that's what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the products. What are the products and what do they actually do?
So our flagship product is Q, right? Which is an exciting game box, which combines the best of gamification, hands-on learning activities, and some of the most disruptive technologies that we are talking in the world today, which is about augmented reality, virtual reality, and mixed reality.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's a nice amalgamation of digital as well as hands-on learning tools. Right,
mm-hmm.
So that's our flagship product, and we are also coming up with new products like concept books, which again will incorporate some of the finest approaches, like I mentioned, of augmented reality, virtual reality, mixed reality, and gamification
mm-hmm.
in education, so as to bring back the joy in learning. I think that's really, really important,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it shouldn't be looked as another task, which is like a to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Learning has to be fun; it has to be edutaining as well, right? So I think that's what we aim to do with all our offerings and products. So I think Cube, concept books, and we also have a product wherein we tie up with companies as well who reach out to more number of students, not just in India, but globally as well, and help them sort of put together this whole piece of how AR and VR can play a very, very significant role in learning happens, not just in India, but everywhere.
Mm-hmm. How are you selling this? Is it through the website or is it in offline stores?
I think right now we are sort of selling it online,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think we've got a great response. I think the traction would grow. I think we would probably even look at some of the offline medium as well. But I think right now it's largely online.
And you said you were a co-founder.
It was actually me and Gautam
mm-hmm.
Who started Companions and, came up with this whole idea of putting together this startup and in education and, and like I said, it was just about, for us, it was about, bringing back the joy in learning. And we could see, even in our families, people we met, wherein we actually looked at young kids and, how they looked at education,
mm-hmm.
right? And that is something, which sort of struck us and we sort of decided to take the plunge and start Companions.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet your co-founder?
So we actually worked in a PE fund together and that is wherein we met. Sort of kept talking to each other and we always wanted to do something. And I think over a period of time, we sort of evolved with the whole idea of Companions
yeah.
and what we wanted to do and how we wanted to be a disruptor in the education landscape and do something which, according to us, was meaningful and something which can genuinely add a value to a child's learning cycle.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, what are you actually working on right now then? Are you working on any new products?
Yeah, so we're working on some really exciting products right now. Like I said, we're working on these very interesting concept books for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to use, like I said, things like augmented and virtual reality
mm-hmm.
to bring alive concepts and, in a way, not just make learning fun, but also reduce the time in terms of understanding and grasping a concept.
Because
mm-hmm. I think that is really critical. So why would you spend, let's say, a month trying to understand or grasp a concept, which perhaps, you could just do it in a couple of hours,
mm-hmm.
right? And which gives you the freedom to do a lot more and learn a lot more and explore a lot more,
mm-hmm.
right? Changing the system, which is largely teacher-led,
mm-hmm.
and the other side of the same story is that at best, learners are just passive recipients of knowledge rather than active explorers of concepts, right? So that's the paradigm shift that we want to bring on through our various concept books. We want to launch some of the most interesting, games, card games, board games, right? Some of the things which kids fundamentally enjoy playing or, spending time with. But can we use them intelligently to be able to drive home some of the most complex concepts? Mm-hmm. And like I said, bring back the joy in learning.
Mm-hmm. Does it actually work then? I mean, what kind of feedback are you getting from the kids themselves?
I think it's been amazing, because I think we haven't seen a kid, wants to come back home and pick up a textbook or a book and wants to read. They are born, wherein they like seeing the Iron Men of the world, right? They love their cartoons, right? And the animated movies. And they want learning to be like that also, right? So the age-old textbook isn't really that exciting, but the moment you give them a VR journey, right? And it's supposed to be a fun edu-venture, pretty much like the movie National Treasure, wherein one thing leads to another. Mm-hmm. And in the process, you're not just learning, but you're enjoying the whole, I would say, the whole idea of learning, right? I think it's just been phenomenal, wherein, when we go to schools, I think it's largely the games period, which kids enjoy the max. Mm-hmm. But I think when we did whatever pilots we've done, I think it's just difficult to, say bye to kids because they just want to do it, right? And, the most encouraging response has been, when these kids come back and actually share with us, oh, this was so cool and so easy. Mm-hmm. So maths is no longer looked at like something which is like fear, psychosis, and oh, I can't do this, right? Mm-hmm. It's certainly more fun, it's engaging, and even I can do it, right? I mean, I can learn about, let's say, linear equations by playing basketball. Mm-hmm. I ever think of that, right?
Yeah.
So all it's getting a kid to do is just play ball, right? And you're learning about equations, algebra, and so much. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? So suddenly, I think the whole mindset changes and kids enjoy and love it. So the response has been phenomenal so far.
Excellent. So what's your background then?
Okay, so I am an engineer by qualification, but an educator by passion. Mm-hmm. And like most engineers coming out from college, I also aspired at one point in time to join the coveted IT industry. Mm-hmm. But as luck of fate would have it, that is when the recession hit us all really hard. And, I just took to education, just out of my own passion of trying to help some young kids with a couple of exams. And I realized, I think this is really cool. Mm-hmm. Right, and I think it's been over a decade now since I've worked in education across different segments of education, not just school education, but even higher ed as well. And I think one thing led to another, and I think that's just the background.
So did you build this then, the early MVP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was that? Any obstacles that you had to overcome?
I wouldn't say, Neil, that there were any obstacles, but I think the toughest part was to try and get this eclectic team together, because when you're trying to make a product, and there are very few product companies in India, right, which are good, right, it's important to get the right set of people, so we have, we have a team, wherein my sound engineer talks to my content guy, talks to hardcore gamers, to musicians, to bring out an exciting learning journey for a young learner, right? Now, I think that was the critical piece, So I wouldn't say there were challenges in terms of, architecting things technically. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest challenge was to get the right people on board and get people who come from diverse backgrounds, right? Try and create something which is just amazing, right? So like I said, for us, a product design brainstorming session involves all these different kinds of people, sitting across the table and, bringing out an amazing journey for kids, right? So, the right kind of talent was definitely our biggest challenge. Mm-hmm. And it still remains because it's hard to find people.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. What's it like being a founder then of the startup? How are you finding it? Obviously, you've been doing it for like between 5 and 10 years now, so...
So I think being a founder has been great. I mean, it's a great learning experience because suddenly you realize that everyone's problem is your problem, right? So, and you're the go-to person for everything, right? You know, so maybe in the early, the initial layers, you know, from let's say a system not working to the, you know, to the XP connection not working, everything is your problem, right? So I think, yeah, I mean, you do learn quite a bit in terms of patience. Mm-hmm. So that's there. Yeah, but otherwise, it's been a very satisfying and a very, you know, I would say an experience which is full of gratitude, because I think it's heartening to see, you know, people coming together for a common vision and, you know, sweating it out day and night to try and put together and work on a singular mission, mm-hmm. right? I think that's been the most satisfying feeling.
Mm-hmm. So you've been doing it for 10 years. I mean, what's been the personal highlight so far? Anything you can say that's been outstanding?
As part of Companions, yeah. Or as part of... Okay. I think we sort of managed a great feat, which was last year, wherein we took over 800 students, okay, on a VR trip into solar space, which I think was a record feat, because until that point, I think no one has taken some 800-odd kids in school and, you know, get them all charged up and take them into space and make them experience, you know, how space would look like, right? So I think that was really, really high, you know, because you have an audience of 800 packed students. Every kid is excited and they just love it. And, you know, and the whole conversation in corridors is all about, you know, oh, did you see Mercury or did you see that asteroid? It was just awesome. The black hole's there. So suddenly you could see that the entire ambience and the entire conversation in these corridors was so, so positive, mm-hmm. right? And to get 800 kids excited on something is not an easy task.
Congratulations on that one. I mean, what don't you like about startups then? Obviously, that's been one of the highlights. Anything that keeps you up at night?
I would sort of credit my entire team. Mm-hmm. Okay, so even if, you know, there is a moment every now and then when I would say, okay, let's just, you know, pack up for the day and go back. I think my team is something, you know, they just egg you on. It's like, I mean, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to try this new thing out. Let's experiment this and let's try and do this. The kids will love this. I think the whole team, I think we're blessed to have a team like that, mm-hmm. wherein everyone is egging each other on to do more, right? I think that is something that just keeps you up all night, because even if I give up, I have some 10 other teammates who said, you know, guys, I think we've got to do this, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. right? And if there are 10 guys out there who are willing to, you know, burn the midnight oil, I mean, I've got no right to say that I'm going to go back home and sleep. No, it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. We have a lot of entrepreneurs listening. What should first-term founders be focusing on, in your opinion?
I think get the right set of people. I think I've already spoken a lot about team. And I think one advice which I received from a fellow entrepreneur, I think that's always helped. I think your team will play a critical role. So I think it's important to hire slow and fire fast. Mm-hmm. You know, because at times, you know, we hire in a hurry and then, you know, you just persist. But I think it's about getting the right set of combination early on. I think that is what will drive growth as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just about coming back to the drawing board every now and then. And, you know, as in technology, you know, you've got to be agile, right? Mm-hmm. Follow an agile methodology. Right? So I think you really have to come back to the drawing board every month and say, okay, what's working, what's not working. So I think do a self-critical analysis and try and do that as often as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, keep hunting out and keep looking out for talent, because I think your team is directly proportional to how your growth will be in the next 5 or 10 years.
You mentioned staff. I mean, what do you actually look for when hiring staff then? Is it like technical skills or is it all-round skills?
You know, we have a very clear fundamental policy which we sort of stick to, and we don't really check for degrees or marks or skills or whatever, right? Because that is something, you know, you've obviously had a certain journey. What we're looking at is do you have the right kind of skills? Because that is something that we work on, right? So are you, you know, so more than the marks and the degrees, do you have, let's say, you know, logical ability, okay? Do you understand what is bits and pieces of, let's say, design thinking, okay? How often have you innovated in your life, or have you even thought of different situations? So for us, you know, a recruitment process is all about understanding an individual and seeing whether that individual would fit well into our system, And the key skill that we definitely look out for are logic, things like how good are they at visualizing stuff, and coming up with out-of-box ideas.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say is like the overall vision of the company then?
So like I said, I mean, we want to build an intellectually smarter and a cognitively healthier planet. And what we believe is that if it's important to exercise to keep yourself healthy, if it's important to go to school, college, I think it's important to exercise your brain as well. Right? Mm-hmm. So our larger vision is that through companions, we should be able to cater to someone who was in, let's say, KG, to someone who's in PG, from an 8-year-old to an 80-year-old, right? And be a knowledge companion. So as long as there is a thirst and a quench for knowledge, we will be your partners in your journey. So I think that's the long-term vision that we have. And hence, we've even named ourselves as companions. So we are your knowledge companions.
Yeah. How are you reaching out to schools then? Obviously, you've got a lot of schools on board. Is it just like word of mouth, or is it email, or is it actually going to the schools themselves and trying to sell the product there and then?
We don't want to build a very heavy, a feet on street kind of a force. So we largely follow the online mediums and different methods. And I think whoever are our partner schools, I think we genuinely believe in servicing and working with them well. And I think the word of mouth coupled with our online initiatives really help us reach out to a lot of people. I think we get some great responses as well. In fact, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last few questions then. Have you got any like heroes that you admire?
A lot of them. It's difficult to name one. I think there've been multiple. Mm-hmm. To name a few, not necessarily in any order of priority, would be from people like Steve Jobs, Rahul Dravid, Ramanujan. A lot of them, like I said, I mean, Sundar Pichai, I think he's a great role model as well. So I think all these guys, I think Elon Musk, I think doing some great and amazing work. Mm-hmm. So all these guys, I think we try and draw whatever we can. So mm-hmm. all of them, I think, are great role models for mm-hmm. young and upcoming entrepreneurs like us.
Mm-hmm. Why Rahul Dravid? Obviously, we have listeners outside India who may not know who that is. So.
I think he's one of the most to ever come out of India, and not just for his cricketing ability and talent, which I think was, I think he was just amazing at it. But I think he was someone who sort of symbolized persistence and patience and grit at work. And I'm, myself a firm believer that nothing comes easy, right? Mm-hmm. You have to persist, you have to slog, you have to, really, really go through the grind. And I think people who are able to do it consistently over a period of time do come out as successful people. And he was someone, the way he played the game and the way he conducted himself, I think he was someone who was just a great role model, growing up, someone who had the might to, fight it out and, take it all and then, score all those big runs which he did in cricket. But I think the learnings have been great, even to someone like us in an entrepreneur field, wherein I think it's all about persistence, it's all about perseverance, it's all about, because let's admit it, right? As a startup, you're going to face, more, I would say, gray days than happy days, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's about, the people who stick long enough and have the gut to fight it out are the ones who I think will eventually make it. So, I think Dravid was a perfect example of that.
Mm-hmm. How did you find his T20 career?
I think he was towards his fag end when T20 came in. But I think
because obviously he had to change his mindset and style.
Had to change, and I think, but he did that as well significantly, because he was always someone who can actually keep wickets and also play as a batsman. So he was always a great asset. And the other thing is, I think, as is true with any other area as well, I think to have the skill is one aspect, and I think the ability to apply it into different areas is another, right? I'm sure, had he played a lot longer, I think he would have been a fairly successful T20 cricketer as well. Not to suggest that he wasn't. I think he was great at T20. And I think he's still mentoring a lot of these IPL teams. And, you know, he's, I think the India A team is something that he's currently mentoring.
Mm-hmm. Away from the startup then, what do you do for relaxation? Any hobbies and interests?
I tend to sort of read as much as I possibly can and whatever time that I get. Because I think it's important, and I think reading as a skill is sort of going down. I think for me, reading, and there's another funny term that I call, which is called Google walking, is something that I enjoy. Yeah. So I think, yeah, so between reading and Google walking, it's, mm-hmm. it kind of takes a lot of my time. And I think as part of Companions, you know, one of the most interesting things is that, you know, we actually made a movie, okay, in our first year. Which is really interesting because we had close to over 1,000 kids working in that movie. And it's actually one of the first movies that was sort of made by kids for kids on the art of learning, right? Since we're a bunch of, you know, creative people, we every now and then, you know, try to maybe over weekends try to collaborate and jam and, you know, come out with some interesting, you know, short movies. Videos which you can check out on our YouTube channel as well.
So if anyone actually wants to get into what you're doing, you know, like VR, 3D visualization, etc., how do they actually start? How do they actually get into this?
I think to begin is easy. I think today, I think the internet gives you enough access to look and search for information. Mm-hmm. But I think to be able to come in, let's say if you want to do some work with us, I think it's important to have a mindset of a product company, okay? Mm-hmm. Because that's one thing that I see that, you know, since a lot of people come from the services side of it, right? And one of the big differences in products is that you never do a sign-off, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's just about continuous innovation, right? Mm-hmm. So I think someone who has a mindset of, you know, being involved in innovation, someone, you know, who always believes in making the product better, is this kind of person who can sort of approach us and, you know, yeah, can work along.
Excellent. Okay, last question. For people who want to learn more about you and Companions, what must they do?
Keep following our blog. Our YouTube channel, we'll be posting out some interesting stuff, right? Mm-hmm. We have a very simple ID, which is Namaste, which is the Indian way of greeting. Yeah, mm-hmm. namaste@companions.com. So if you ever want to reach out to us, know more about us, you know, you want to write in with the good, the bad, the ugly, you're all welcome. So please write into us at namaste@companions.com.
Brilliant. Yuvraj, thank you for coming on the show today.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for Yuvraj for coming on the show today. That's the end of the show. If you liked it, please leave a rating and review of the show. Just search for The Indian Startup Show on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher and Overcast, Pocket Casts, Downcast, Instacast, Podkicker, and Apple TV. If you're building something exciting, please let me know. Send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet @IndianStartupSH, or please go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. We'd love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.